producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's called affirmative consent, mm-hmm. where two partners in a sexual activity, whoever the aggressor partner is, I mean, that's not the right word, but whoever is starting it, if you will, whoever is
initiating
the initiation or the initiator in the sexual encounter, has to continually garner affirmative consent.
This is okay. Are you good? Are
yeah. Can I put
like
my
that.
Hand there? That kind of thing. They have to ask permission at every step along the way. You can't just nibble on someone's ear on your own. You can't just, you know, feel somebody up on your own. You know, you have to get them to say something verbally to give you permission. Apparently nodding's not good enough. Eye contact, not good enough.
What if she's gagged?
That could be a problem.
That could be a problem.
That would be where your form idea would come into play. Yeah. You came up with the idea of having a checklist in advance and having the person check off the things that they are willing to consent to. But yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good questions around this. It's like, you know, how many people are going to end up getting charged with rape with these new rules? Now, to be clear, for those of you just tuning in, this does only apply to colleges in California and New York. Now, I'm not an attorney. That's not legal advice. But that's my understanding of what these laws are.
Yeah, and there's other states that are considering similar legislature, but as of right now, those are the only two states that have it in effect.
Right. And also the news in California, because California has had this in effect. New York is the newest state to add the rules. The new rules in California are that in high school sex education classes, the students must be taught about this affirmative consent, which I guess makes sense. You know, if you're going to throw them into college after that, they should probably know that they could get arrested and charged with rape for kissing somebody without asking first.
So maybe if you're bound for trade school, they should give you a different set of rules for consent that will be appropriate there. Because if the rules at a college are different than the rules for a trade school, they really ought to, you know,
true.
The preparatory classes should really prepare you for that.
So what if you had to ask if it was okay to put your hand on the other person during foreplay? What if you had to ask again before touching somewhere else? What if there was a law that said that you had to do this? That's what's happening in New York and California. The law applies only on college campuses. This is from Syracuse.com. At its heart is a simple concept. Instead of no means no, it's yes means yes. And the author here claims that it switches the dynamic of consent in what could be an empowering way. And I don't see what's empowering about this at all.
I don't see it either. I'm all for giving better sex education, but this is just, like the article is saying, it's only going to sow a bunch of confusion because these kids are already confused about their changing bodies. And now,
yeah, that's a great
point. Trying to get them to understand, okay, this is what you need to say, this is what you should do. It's like, really? Because what if other students in other states, like what if they hook up with a student in another state that has absolutely no idea what they're doing and pushes them away because it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
stop.
That's a good point. Or the reverse of that, where another student comes into New York or California to visit friends at a school, and they end up hooking up with one of their friends'
and
buddies.
And getting into trouble because they weren't aware of what was going on. And my biggest question for this is, how in the world are they going to hold the initiator accountable for this? How are they going to find some way to say, yes, they did or did not say these things? Because we all know that, you know, so-called victims are capable of lying.
Oh, yeah.
Too. You know, how many stories have we covered where the victims were just outright lying, but the initiator, still got punished?
No matter what precautions you take, the hookup now poses serious legal risks. Peter Lake, director of the Center for Excellence in Higher Education Law, says, you look at the legal system we're building, and it's incredibly risky to hook up with someone you're not married to. It changes the rules of the game, he says. It gives the game rules. The push for restrictive rules and laws comes at a time when attitudes and practices around sex are becoming riskier. So really what this comes from is kind of a puritanical view that hookup culture, as it is called, is a bad thing, and that it that there should be some kind of law to stop it from happening. And that's kind of what some of the people who are pushing this legislation are, that's where they're coming from on this.
And we got to give a shout out to the useful idiots on the left who spent a long time trying to fight the Republicans when the Republicans were trying to outlaw sex, and now are cheerfully participating in the destruction of the sex life of a nation because they're using different rhetoric now. Oh, now it's not because of Jesus, it's because of empowering the women. Is that women with a Y, need you ask?
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, let's see. There's a piece here over at Syracuse.com. Lake said college students are already figuring out the workaround to the rules to avoid being caught up in sexual assault allegations. They've realized it's much less risky to hook up with someone who doesn't go to your school. It's hard to investigate on another campus, said Lake. So, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're in college, you go to a bar in town and you find somebody that you want to hook up with, you just go back to that person's house. So you're not having sex on the college campus.
Well, and that's
it's also a good idea not to have sex with people you know well, or give your sexual partners your real name under these laws. Both of those could be acts of self-defense.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate too, right? Because, you know, if you want the relationship to come in, you know, to become something more than just a hookup, then, you know, if the person doesn't know who you are, they can't get back in touch with you.
Right. Mm. There's that risk of not using your real name. If you honestly think it's just going to be a hookup, fine. But, I mean, what if it turns into something else? Then, you know, you're starting off a relationship by admitting that you lied to the person.
Yeah,
so that's not a good idea. But also, what Rich was saying about hooking up off of campus, like if they can keep track of that. I mean, I know a lot of students, such as, you know, I'm also lived off of campus whenever I went to college. So would the rules apply to college students out off of campus, or does it apply to all students attending that college?
For the record, the giving a fake name thing was not serious.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Just playing devil's advocate here.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The other aspect of this, the suggestion is that one cannot consent if one is drunk. So even if one is in a sexual situation and is giving the ongoing consent but is so-called drunk, it will still be considered rape.
If they're both drunk, are they both guilty of rape?
Good question. Mm-hmm. I suspect they might be because of the crazy laws. I mean, we've seen teenagers being arrested for creating child pornography for taking naked pictures of themselves. So
yeah.
It certainly wouldn't surprise me if the mutual rape charges were filed in a case like that. But ultimately, I think that if you are having a drink and you're in a situation in which you could end up, you know, having sex with somebody, then that's your choice to have the drink. You know that you could end up having sex at the end of the night. And so if you've decided to put alcohol in your body and affect your decision-making ability, I don't think that you should be able to get out of that personally. I mean, you know, if you don't want to be coerced into or if you don't want to be persuaded drunkenly into sex, then you shouldn't be drinking, period.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things I wouldn't want to happen when I was drinking. You know, I wouldn't want to be, for example, talked into lending a politician $100. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I do get drunk enough that somebody manages to talk me into lending a politician $100, that's my lookout.
It's not my problem.
Or it's not their problem. It's my problem.
And also, you know, what is drunk? I can understand if the person is so S-faced that they can't even stand up. That's obviously taking advantage of somebody.
Sure.
But legally, drunk is 0.08. And who has ever had 0.08 as far as their...
How many average drinks is that? One or two drinks?
Two.
Two drinks? Okay,
who cannot consent to sex after two drinks?
I know people who can't consent to sex before two drinks.
Well,
you have to have a couple drinks in them.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. El Chapo update, come up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you're a supporter of this idea of affirmative consent, as it is called. sort of this ongoing process of continually rechecking in with your sexual partner just to make sure that they consent to you moving on with more sex. That's actually what's happening in California and New York, where it's the law for college campuses and or college students. I haven't read the law itself, but that's my understanding. If you want to correct us or comment, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And I gotta say, on behalf of my generation, to anybody who's like 25 or younger, we really dropped the ball. And I'm sorry about the whole liberty thing, because we were way freer than you were when, you know, when I was 18.
You're in your early 40s now, right?
I'm 46. 46, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Mid-40s.
And, you know, so many things they just said, oh, boys will be boys, that they will put kids today in prison for,
yeah.
Or girls
sure.
will be
yeah.
girls. It wasn't a gender thing. It was just, there was some acceptance that, you know, people who weren't adult yet weren't adult yet, and therefore you didn't give them adult penalties for childish acts, and that idea has disappeared from jurisprudence in America, and that's too bad.
Yeah, you're right about that. I just actually heard today about yet another one of these stories, and I didn't actually pull up the story. Maybe I can find this. Cormega Kopening, a 16-year-old from Fayetteville, has been charged with possession of child pornography for having pictures of himself on his phone. Now, the real killer is that his mom apparently consented to the police searching his phone in the first place.
Oops.
So his own mother ended up getting her son charged with felony child pornography charges.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be criminals. Don't give consent for yeah. your kids. Don't let them in their rooms.
Don't let the cops
don't
in the door.
Don't let the cops anywhere near your kids.
So we'll see if I can pull up some more information about that. But, you know, this whole idea of affirmative consent, it's really just absolutely insulting. And the idea suggests that one cannot have, one cannot be drunk and consent to sex. I'm sorry, I don't even understand what that means. It's going to be the legal definition of drunk. So if the person has had two beers or two drinks and they consent to sex, sorry, the law is going to say in California and New York, at least on college campuses, that they have not actually, in point of fact, consented and that was an act of rape. And I understand the concerns that some people have about hookups. Right, I get it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, life will punish people on its own for the hookup culture through sexually transmitted diseases. You don't need anything more than that.
Yeah. Well, if they're not careful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that if you screen properly, you can probably get away with it.
If you screen properly, but odds are good that's not happening with hookups, right? Hookups are generally, you know, quick sex that happens on a short-term basis, not part of a relationship. Right,
yeah.
So the more sexual partners you have, the more likely you are to pick up some sort of social disease.
Probably true.
Yeah, but that's not good enough for the politicians. They need to grandstand. They need to act like they're doing something about this. And, you know, I don't say this to minimize the fact that sexual assault occurs. Obviously it does, and it's a serious crime when it actually does occur. But having sex with somebody that is not constantly consenting by saying yes to every request that you make is not the same in my book as sexual assault. I think, you know, if someone says no, that's sexual assault. But for someone to not say yes over and over again is not in my book. But I don't write the books. I don't write the laws. And you're going to see more of these laws, I think, as time goes on.
It'd be interesting to make a porn flick where they obeyed that rule. Make it an actual porn flick. Do your best to make it sexy, but have them actually obey that rule and see if, you know, any of them can you know, perform under those circumstances, even the professionals.
Well, editing can help with performance in that circumstance. But yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Well, of course, even if you had a fluffer standby, you'd have to get constant consent from her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you can join us here. We've got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Here's the story from, let's see, Eyewitness 11 News, ABC, 11.com. Fayetteville's WTVD reporting a high school quarterback has agreed to a plea deal that will get him out of felony charges that could have seen him forced to register as a sex offender. Cormega Zion Kopenning, age 17, faced charges of sexual exploitation of a minor because he had photos found on his cell phone. Investigators said the teen and his girlfriend were sexting images to each other, and the photos were discovered during an investigation of another case. The charges stem from an incident last October, and the couple were charged in February, so they charged his girlfriend as well. Kopenning transferred to the high school, Jack Britt High School, the school year and was starting quarterback. He was benched while school officials investigated the allegations, but has since been reinstated. Investigators said the sexting happened while Kopenning was a student last year. They say that it is illegal in North Carolina for anyone under 18 to receive or send sexually explicit photos with a cell phone, and many teens don't realize the seriousness of the charges such behavior could bring. And how would they know how serious it is? It doesn't seem that serious. It's just a naked picture. Everyone's doing it, aren't they?
Yeah.
At least that's the way it seems, I'm sure, for young people.
Nobody ever sends me any of those. It's kind of disappointing.
You can get out your email if you want, Rich, and maybe you'll get lucky.
You just
there
might.
You go. Let me make a throwaway email address. Maybe I'll do that next.
I was going to say, you probably don't want the teenagers to send them to you, Rich, because then that would be possession of child pornography and felony charges.
True.
So let's see here. As part of the plea agreement, all felony charges were dropped. He agreed to two misdemeanor counts of so-called disseminating harmful material to minors. Exactly what is it that's harmful about this?
I don't know. Maybe it makes her sad because she can see your Johnson, but it's not in person. I'm trying to imagine what the harm could be. I mean, maybe she gets all excited and, you know.
The suggestion, of course, is that the harm is that, well, it's dangerous to have sexy pictures of yourself out there because...
Not as dangerous as prison. Good God. You're trying to protect these people by throwing them in prison. Are you daft?
Right, and certainly not as dangerous as a felony charge when you get out of prison. I mean, you want to talk about life ruining? The idea is that if you have a naked picture of yourself on the internet, that somehow that's going to hurt you in the future. Like, you can't get a job because somebody's going to Google your name, and then this, you know, naked picture you took of yourself in your bathroom at age 17 is going to show up, and somehow, you know, the boss is going to be angry about that and not give you the job. I mean, look, it's not uncommon for people to take naked pictures. It's more common now than it has ever been because,
you know,
back in the day when you wanted to take a naked picture of yourself, you had to do it with a film camera. You'd have to take a whole roll of pictures, and then hopefully, you know, three or four of them came out good, and then you had to, you know, take it in to have it developed. Which means
you have to be careful where you develop it also.
Right. The developer is seeing all of your naked pictures, and so people aren't as
digital
likely
cameras.
To do that.
Digital cameras, my friend.
Digital cameras have solved that problem, so now naked photos of people are far more ubiquitous. So therefore, why is it even an issue? I mean, it's so common. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Drug Lord El Chapo, we'll tell you about him.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming up the latest on Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the drug lord who has escaped from prison twice in his lifetime, the most recent time tunneling out of a lockup in, I don't remember which part of Mexico it was, but they tunneled under the facility right up to his room, and he escaped, I believe, on some sort of a motorbike in an underground tunnel. And has since been on the run.
Could we get some how-to manuals from them for Freekeen? Because I'd really like it if next time I was in jail, somebody did that for me.
Yeah, I mean, here's how you do it, Rich. You have a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar drug cartel with incredible resources on the outside. That helps.
Okay, so we should start with building a drug cartel for dummies and then move on from there.
Exactly. And then learn a thing or two about digging in the Mexican desert. FreedomsPhoenix.com every day uncovers the secrets and exposes the lies. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, of course, we will take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. According to Mark Potter over at NBCNews.com, fugitive drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is believed to be suffering from injuries to his leg and face as he continues to evade Mexican authorities. Mexican Marines zeroed in last week on the Sinaloa cartel kingpin after U.S. drug agents intercepted cell phone signals suggesting that El Chapo was hiding at a ranch near Costala in the rugged Sierra Madre Mountains in western Mexico, according to three sources with knowledge of the operation. The Marines raided the ranch in helicopters, but get this, the Marines were forced to turn back after taking fire from suspected Guzman security forces. Hey, you wanted a war on drugs. You finally got yourself a war. There's finally a war happening. Because this is one of the points that I've made previously about the war on drugs, Rich and Danica, and that is that the war is really one-sided, if you think about it. Like, the war is the government versus the people. And the government continuing to destroy people's lives, destroy their homes, their families, take people out of their jobs, destroy productivity by arresting people who use and sell drugs. But it's very rare that you see the other side fighting back. Normally when there's a war, you have two sides fighting one another, but it's almost never that you hear about a drug dealer fighting back against the government. In this case, Mr. El Chapo did fight back when the Marines and his soldiers, if you will, or his security agents fought back and turned away the Marines.
So how long is it going to be before the people of Compton start lobbing missiles into Sacramento like the Palestinians?
Probably not going to happen. It's not going to happen because the war on drugs historically and will always be a one-sided war. But look, look what happens when the drug lord actually has his agents shoot back at the Marines. The Marines turn around and hightail it out of there. So they're obviously not willing to really put it all on the line for this war on drugs.
Well, it will be interesting to see if they actually go back with reinforcements.
They did. They later, after they turned back, after taking fire, they later entered the camp on foot and discovered cell phones, medication, and two-way radios, but I imagine they'd already taken off. So his Guzman and his accomplices are believed to have fled on ATVs. So they bought themselves enough time to clean out the camp and get out of there.
Yeah, well, the agorist theory is actually that there will come a time as private agorist security forces grow, and as the government begins to collapse, maybe due to an inflationary crack-up boom or something like that, that there may well come a time when your agorist protection agency will even be able to protect you from the government.
It would be an amazing time.
It really would.
That would be the beginning of the end.
That's the agorist end game. That's how the agorist end game starts.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mike is listening in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Rich Paul.
How are you doing there?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I was listening to the show the other day when you guys were talking about, you know, training camps. Well, in 2006, I worked at the bus station, and I don't know if you know it or not, but they found an Al-Qaeda training camp in Ohio, and most of the guys were going there by Greyhound bus.
I didn't know that. Wow. I have not heard that story.
Yes. And, you know, sadly, we just, you know, watched for young guys that carried backpacks and cell phones and kind of kept an eye on them. And most people don't realize how many actual bomb threats and that come through a bus station that, you know, we have to investigate, but we try and do it on a low key because there's always lots of luggage left just abandoned. And you don't, nowadays, you just don't know anymore.
So what you're saying is you would target young males with backpacks and shake them down?
No, not shake them down or anything. Just kind of keep them. The younger guys were afraid to be in the same room with them. You know, they were worried that if they blew up the place, then, of course, no matter where you are or on something like that, you're going to go. But it was just an idea that kind of consciously keep a note of it and see what activities were, although we did that to everybody because we were murder capital of America at the time I worked there, so it was, you know, not the best place.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I don't know if I was here when that original conversation was happening. So the point of your call is to just talk about bus station security that you were part of?
Well, no, just that somebody on your show was saying that they don't believe there was any kind of training camps or anything in there, but yes, there was, and I just wanted to, you know, get that thought out that, yes, it was there, and yes, you know, we have to be more conscious of things and not necessarily be, you know, invading people's privacy, but you just have to be conscious of things.
Gotcha. So you were just sort of being aware of the people that were around you rather than shaking them down. Were you private security?
I never okay. shook down anybody unless okay. I was asked by the company or by an individual that was being harassed.
Got it. Mike, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. And that's the difference between private security. One of the differences between private security and the government is a government agent in the same role would absolutely have been shaking people down. Because they can.
Sure.
Whereas private security has to please their customers. And if the private security agent picks the wrong guy to shake down and then does that, you violated that person's rights. You violated that person's right to privacy. And even if you could argue that, well, they don't have a right to privacy, they're on private property, if we want to search them, we can. That's fine. You can have a policy like that. But that's going to upset customers if they're being treated like, well, let's say prisoners. Because that's how you treat a prisoner. Is you stop them when you're suspicious of them if you're a prison guard. And you can treat them and subject them to whatever kind of shakedown that you want to. You can toss their room. You can search their person. You can strip them down. You can search their cavities, their body cavities. So, that's the difference between private security and government.
Yeah, and even if private security, even if there was a thing where, well, if you want to stay on this property, you have to submit to a search, under any theory of anarcho-capitalist ethics that I've ever heard, you would still have the option of just turning around and walking away,
which
you don't always have at airport security. Once you've passed a certain point at airport security, my understanding is they're going
to
make you stay.
Yeah, well, even if you eventually leave the airport, you still have to go through the security screening. Even if you at that point then turn around and leave, you have to go through the screening once you've entered the secure area. It's absolutely true. So you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Authorities did give chase on Mr. Guzman El Chapo, as he is called, the Sinaloa drug cartel leader who's now escaped from prison twice in a decade and a half. And they are believed to have encircled the fugitive within a 2-mile radius. But a week and a half after the raid, officials are losing hope that Guzman's capture is imminent. The massive manhunt continues amid new revelations about Guzman's escape from a maximum security prison in July. And that was in Altiplano, Mexico. Prison security video previously made public but without audio was published again with sound. Loud hammering can be heard on the footage before Guzman rises from his cot and slips through a hole in the cell floor into a tunnel beneath the prison. Apparently nobody noticed the loud hammering occurring in this prison. More on the way. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Of this edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us here on our toll-free line. It's 855-453, 855-450-3733. Want to invite you to support Free Talk Live via the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we're always looking to get the ideas of liberty into more people's heads around the globe. And there are different ways to do that. One of them is by bringing new radio stations on with our show. Another one is by expanding our satellite footprint and further bringing new internet listeners on board as well. So if you want to help us do those things and spread the ideas of freedom, then it's $5 a month for you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get access to the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only, we shut the forum down. The AMP only Facebook group.
RIP forum.
the forum's actually still there. It's just, it's only accessible by, you can only read it. You can't post to it anymore. So it's sort of there as an archival kind of thing.
Although it's still very funny to read Dave's posts.
Yeah, I think some of his are still there. A lot of them were deleted ultimately by the moderators. But anyway, so yeah, as you're an amplifier, you get access to the Facebook group. There's the AMP only phone lines as well. And you get the AMP only podcast. So how about that? Go check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com, AMP, like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com, and that money allows us to market Free Talk Live more effectively. It does not go towards paychecks. It is helping us get on more stations and spread the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. How about a little bit of good news, guys? I mean, it's been a tough night. I guess it's good news that El Chapo got away from the Marines in Mexico. So how about a little more good news? Instead of all this downer stuff about people going to prison for taking pictures of themselves or having sex with this ridiculous affirmative consent law that's happening in New York and California, here's something from our very own state of New Hampshire, NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio, reporting just a couple days ago on the city of Franklin, New Hampshire, has dropped its youth curfew following pressure from the New Hampshire ACLU.
Bite it, Franklin.
In a statement, this is great news, Mayor Ken Merrifield and the Franklin City Council cited the cost of defending the ordinance in court in making their decision. the translation there is that defending the ordinance in court would be costly and an abject failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because New Hampshire is not a what they call a home rule state. A home rule state is where cities can just make whatever rules they want for themselves, just sort of independently of the state. In New Hampshire, cities and towns can only do what they're authorized to do by state statute. So in order for a curfew to be possible, the state would likely have to, the state government, the legislature, would have to authorize towns to have a curfew.
So basically they pass a prototype laws and then towns can either opt in to the state statute or opt out of it?
It's my understanding of how it works, and I'm by no means a political expert here in New Hampshire, but that is my understanding. And a lot of times the people in the towns, the politicians, will gripe and bemoan the idea that it's not a home rule town, that it's not a home rule state, because they want more power. The fact that it's not home rule restricts the things that these governments can do, for the most part. Now, here in our own Keene, New Hampshire, they illegally passed a law against spice and other not illegal drugs, but the synthetics, as we've discussed on Free Talk Live. And ultimately, the state did end up passing a law banning synthetics in all of New Hampshire, as I understand it. So the law did sort of become legal over time, but the city attorney, in advising the city councilors when they were looking at this issue, the city attorney did point out to them that, look, this thing's not going to hold up. I mean, because whenever they make new ordinances, they usually consult with the city attorney and they say, can you make sure that this is legal? And the city attorney basically told them, yeah, I mean, you can pass it, but it's probably not going to hold up if anybody challenges it in court. So that was him admitting that they were doing something they didn't have the authority to do. So they can still do it, and that's what Franklin did. They passed this curfew, and now they're backing down on it. The curfew would have prevented children younger from 16 from being in public places after 9 o'clock on weeknights and 11 o'clock on weekends.
Well, it would have prevented it in the same source that drug laws prevent people from getting high and gun laws prevent people from shooting each other.
Meaning that young people who are caught outside would be the ones who get in trouble. The ones who are not caught would not be prevented.
Exactly.
Gilles Bissonnette, legal director for the New Hampshire ACLU, praised the decision, adding that the curfew's wide scope would have infringed on the constitutional rights of minors. He said this type of ordinance would ban, for example, a 15-year-old from running an errand for his mother, who has to stay home to take care of a much younger sibling at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. Franklin reinstated the curfew last month following reports from local police and residents of unsupervised children out late at night. In their statement, Franklin officials called on state lawmakers.
That's all they had. They didn't have, like, a crime or a complaint. They were there.
Right. Somebody probably got egged or something
Why
like that.
Why did you outlaw the children? Because they were there.
Well, you know, with children comes lawbreaking, right? Teenage boys.
Gotta keep those children in check.
Yeah. Franklin officials called on state lawmakers to enact legislation that would make it possible for a curfew to survive a legal challenge. And I hope that that never happens in New Hampshire, because young people should have rights, too. And if you believe in the idea of rights, then you should believe in the idea that young people have them, because they're people, they're human beings. And it doesn't matter that they're under some arbitrary age dictated by some government bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm. And the idea that you can just protect people from everything is insane. I mean, we're moving rapidly, and we've talked about this a lot, about moving toward this culture of cowardice, where all which carries risk is forbidden.
Mm.
And the thing that people don't understand is everything they do carries risk. Every move you make carries some kind of a risk. You cannot take your risk to zero, and your tastes in risk are not necessarily the same as your neighbor's tastes in risk. That's one of the huge differences that are documentable between people. Most people would never want to be Evel Knievel, but
that's
Evel
true.
Knievel did.
And
he, you know, he has a right to be him.
Absolutely. And people should be able to go out at night, and it shouldn't matter what their age is, even if they're there are crimes being committed, even if there's something naughty going on somewhere in town, that doesn't mean that all teenagers are bad. It doesn't mean that all teenagers are going to cause trouble. But, you know, if they really did care about teenagers and stopping them from doing these kind of things, like, you know, toilet papering someone's house or egging or whatever it is, that, you know, smashing mailboxes, whatever teenage boys do, setting off pipe bombs, if they really wanted to stop that from happening, they should legalize working. Because,
there you go.
There you go.
Because teenagers can't really get a job, especially under the age of 16. And this law,
it's very hard for teenagers nowadays to get jobs that aren't like yard work or babysitting. Even.
Right. Mm-hmm. This law is specifically applicable to people. And they use the term children, which I find insulting for teenagers. But for people under the age of 16, that would be illegal. So 14, 15-year-olds who can legally work would not be able to do that. You know, under this law at nighttime. But further, if you want people to be responsible, give them responsibility. Give them the opportunity to be responsible. When I was a teenager, I was working as soon as I could legally do so, at least at age 16. There just weren't very many jobs available at 14 and 15 because the state stands in the way. They make it near impossible for an employer to employ a 14 or 15-year-old. It becomes more possible at age 16 and 17, but it's still harder to employ a 16 or 17-year-old legally than an 18-year-old. And so it's hard to find work sometimes as a teenager. If it were legal for teens to work, then they'd be busy doing something else besides screwing off, you know, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, my first job was at 14. I worked for Cottage Inn Pizza, and I just walked through campus distributing flyers for them.
Perfect.
And then I'd come back in the evening, and I'd back them up on answering phones because they'd get a lot of business when that happened. And yeah, there's no reason that a 14-year-old kid should not be able to do that.
Yeah.
Except, of course, the minimum wage.
That's one
reason.
Because
he might well not be worth as much as the minimum wage. This is aside from any, you know, you can't hire anybody under 16 for anything laws, which exist in some places.
And the other factor is coming back to what you were talking about, Rich, with this super overprotective society where, oh, he's 14, so we can't let him out into the world to experience things and to actually learn by doing and getting out, because, you know, you want somebody to be able to get along with other people, put them to work.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a place where they have to deal with the public and their coworkers.
Not just that, but it would be great if kids could take a couple years off school and then go back when they're at those rebellious years.
Sure. That's a good point. It'd be great if they could just take school off entirely and just, you know, forget about government school and learn stuff on their own. And that's unschooling, which is, I think, a pretty cool idea. Hey, check out more of Rich Paul, The Church of the Invisible Hand. You can find that on Facebook. And we'll join you again tomorrow night over at freetalklive.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.